Dublin Delish.
Oh,
with
yes.
Cully and Sully. Great food and super conversation. 98 FM.
And super. I like what they... I do love soup. I mixed it. Good morning, Russell's with us, by the way.
Good morning, Mr.
So
Superman.
So distracted by the soup there.
Soup.
I like the soup.
I like the soup.
Hiya,
I like
Russell.
To mix my soup. Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Very
happy
good.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Dublin Delish Day.
Happy
National Dublin Delish Day. Let's go with it.
Let's go with it.
Sorry, we're now calling the 3rd of October National Dublin Delish Day.
Yes, we are.
Why not?
It's happening.
Russell wants everything this morning.
Yeah. By the way, happy Imro week.
Thank you.
Are you excited for Friday?
I'm very excited for Friday.
You don't FaceTime me Friday. Don't come in here next Tuesday.
Okay, fine. Deal.
We're talking about hairdos. We're talking about hairdos.
Yeah, we're actually getting very distracted about that.
Now, forget hair.
Yes.
Let's talk food because that's your thing. What's on the menu this morning, my love?
This week, we are talking Sunday roasts.
Oh, yes!
I love a Sunday roast.
And we are going to one of my favourite in the cities. Now, I will also, before anyone is listening and everything like that, I'm going to say there is a huge difference between a Sunday roast and a carvery. They are two very different things. A Sunday roast is done in the kitchen and is brought out to you and served to you at the table. A carvery is the
canteen
brown tray
style.
Of dreams, canteen style. Go up and get everything. It's in places called pubs and stuff like that. You might have heard of them, yeah?
Give me the Sunday roast at home. You have me at served. So you're served. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, serve me.
We are going to Hawksmoor, which has opened up back in May on Dame Street in Dublin. The most spectacular, beautiful dining room.
Is this in City Hall or somewhere? Is it in like a listed building or is it beside? I keep seeing everything about it. Like, my algorithm knows I like the beef.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps showing it to me.
So directly across the road from the old Parliament buildings, Bank of Ireland, and then Trinity's over on the right, there's the National Bank building from 1835. Then it also had a life as the Abercrombie and Fitch store at one point in its life.
That fragrance, fierce, stunning, I'm addicted.
Thankfully, they've managed to fumigate it enough. Well, true. So you get to have the place has been well fumigated, so the smell is gone.
Oh,
they also have added lots of light in there as well.
It was so it's solid. You're right. So,
in fact, they've actually exposed a gorgeous glass dome on the ceiling that has been opened up. So if you're there during Sunday
it sounds
lunchtime,
so bougie.
It is quite bougie, but there's, you know, you can. It's the kind of place where you can have a you know, a relatively good value deal meal at one end of the scale, and then you can really blow out at the other.
Okay.
When it comes to the Sunday roast, what's on the plate?
Did you bring menus?
I brought menus. I only brought one Sunday roast menu because ultimately there's only one option, beef.
Okay.
It is all about beef.
This no isn't, chicken?
There's no options for anything else because this is a beef restaurant ultimately. Now they do other bits here and there and the menu is quite extensive, but the primary focus is entirely on beef.
With a Sunday roast, would it always include chicken or beef or can it include both?
In this place,
in
Hawksmoor,
in general,
usually, like as in, it's normally in a lot of Irish places, it's normally beef, chicken, ham and turkey often. Ham and turkey's coming into that season too.
My favourite.
But beef is often really overcooked, in my opinion.
Okay.
It's often way too gristly and tough and everything
well,
like that. When you see the video up at the 98FM Instagram page, some of you might be alarmed because you're like, oh my God, it's like rare. I love rare roast beef. It's stunning like that. Now, you can order it in different ways, but it's fantastic. It comes with beef dripping potatoes, which add so much extra flavour.
Right.
Of Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, yes, please.
Beautifully buttery carrots, buttered greens, a bit of roasted garlic, and a bone marrow gravy, which is so rich and luscious, and it just has so much flavour.
They also do a side of macaroni and cheese. When I lived in America, we had macaroni and cheese nearly every single
can
day.
Can we go? Yeah. I want to go. Can we go here on our next date?
Can we?
I'm really busy, Suzanne, at the moment.
I was actually going to say, if the Imros are successful on Friday, we should all go here and celebrate.
Yay!
Yeah, can't wait to come in on Tuesday going, hi, we're getting McDonald's again.
Yay! Talk to me price point here for your Sunday roast.
So the Sunday roast is 23 per person, which when batting it against a lot of other places, obviously it's not comparative to a carvery price. I cannot hammer that enough. But it is a good value roast for what you're getting and the quality as well. It's really good beef that has been dry aged, beef rump. It's fantastic. And if that doesn't take your fancy, the whole menu is still there and it is quite an extensive one as you see there. So many different cuts that you can get them to share. You can get different mains, like there's chicken, there's fillet steak, there's hamburgers, there's even lobster and monkfish. It's not a place that's great for vegans, but it's fine for vegetarians. But I guess what you expect from a steakhouse in a lot of
ways.
Well,
this is true if you're walking by.
There is also a really good value express menu too. It's two courses for €29, three courses €33, and there's some really nice options there, and that's available until 6 p.m. Monday to Saturday.
Three courses for €33 is really good.
You better win.
Yes.
You better win on Friday. You better win.
Hope so. So that's Hawksmoor is this week's Dublin Delish with Cully and Scully.
And it's
Sully.
Live.
And it's live up on the Instagram.
Thank you, Russell.
Thank you, guys.